It's a Friday afternoon, and we always talk with Eric Snodgrass from Agrible about the weather forecast. He's here today. I think there's been some rainfall in Argentina, Uruguay, some of those southern areas that were suffering a drought in South America. Can you tell me whether it's done much good or not?
Yeah, you know, that's the question. We've seen a couple of fronts that have gone through parts of Argentina in toward Uruguay and southern Brazil in the last couple of days. And just yesterday, we had a big storm system. It was about the size of Uruguay that sat over and dumped an enormous amount of rain. But our question is always, you know, given the time that we are in the season in Argentina, is this going to be a crop saving rain? And if we just kind of look at where we are in the, you know, in the growing season for both corn and soybeans, I would tell you this, it's really only going to help the late season planted corn and soybeans. And it's really going to help them in southern Brazil and in Uruguay, because a lot of Argentina, while it had a quick shot at rain, it was not really enough rain to completely, you know, soak everything and help everything out here toward the end. And I'm looking at a map right now, actually, it looks over the next 10 days, and we continue to keep parts of Cordoba, which is their biggest soybean producing state, as well as parts of Buenos Aires province dry. So, you know, this is a case of, all right, the rain finally came in, but it was a little bit, you know, it was too late, I think, to have a major impact on helping out that crop. So, yeah, you're right. It did rain. We've been talking about it, but it's just not, it wasn't crop saving.
You know, when I was driving in town today, I made note that, and I just have a pickup truck that doesn't have a lot of go power to it sometimes, and it seemed like the wind was holding me back, but I think there's some pretty good strong winds across the United States. Do they create a problem anywhere?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now in the Central Plains, really the Southern Plains, so parts of Kansas, parts of Nebraska, but really getting down into Oklahoma and Texas, we've got red flag warnings. And if you haven't seen, we've had some fires there in the last couple of days, and it's all complements of this deepening low pressure system. So as the pressure drops, the winds get faster, and we've seen some strong winds in the Central Plains, and it's so dry there. I mean, we've been talking about this for a while now, but, you know, some locations in the panhandles of Oklahoma and Texas, it has been since October since they've had precipitation. So anytime the winds blow like this, any spark blows up into a fire, and they've had some trouble. And they got those red flag warnings because this big low pressure system that's going to be dumping a bunch of snow in South Dakota, parts of Nebraska, moving over toward Iowa, and then eventually tonight bringing in some precip late tonight, early tomorrow morning, right through central Illinois. And it's going to be some cold rain as it comes through. Well, that's the system we're watching right now, bring a lot of snow. We got to watch the Dakotas because it's this time of year that we have to watch their snowpack carefully. We have to watch their temperatures carefully, because if they hang on to cold temperatures through the month of March and April, and if they have decent snowpack, which can cause flooding, we increase their prevent plant acreage. And if that increases, well, they've had 3 years in a row, 15, 16, and 17, of relatively low prevent plant acres due to warm springs. I'll tell you right now, the longer range forecasts as we watch the rest of March and beginning of April doesn't seem to be breaking the pattern down much at all for them. So we got a system to watch this weekend. We then have another one coming across kind of in the same trajectory around Tuesday of next week. And the whole pattern stays relatively active, at least getting through the next 10 days. So yeah, we're going to be watching the plains a lot in the coming days for some windy conditions and snow in the north and rain over toward us.
So that brings me to here in the Midwest, because farmers begin to think a lot about the planting season, when they'll be able to get in. Are there any correlations at all, or are you being asked about them, I suppose, with what's happened so far and other parts of the nation? And then what are you seeing for the beginning? Because sometimes what happens out west, we end up getting here, and I'm wondering what the shifts and patterns look like.
Yeah, and that's the question to ask. You know, so there's a few things to talk about here. I was getting a lot of folks talking to me and asking me questions about, all right, it's been so wet in the mid-Mississippi River Valley. So I'm thinking here, south of Illinois, you know, getting down into the lower Mississippi River Valley. We've seen 15 inches of rain in Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky are soaked, parts of Missouri are soaked. And the question is, does it have any sort of bearing on what our, you know, what our spring weather is going to be? And so I got a question. Literally, someone says, well, we've heard that, you know, heavy rain in February in Arkansas translates into wet planting season in parts of Iowa and Illinois. And historically, the correlation is practically zero. So we can't really say that that's the case. But I'll tell you this, the pattern that's bringing all that wet weather, we don't see it breaking down anytime soon. So what that means is where it's really dry right now, like in the Central Plains, over the next 10 days, because the pattern doesn't shift, that's going to continue to stay dry. Where we've been wet, we're going to continue to see it stay wet. And where it's been cool, we're going to see it stay cool. There's nothing that shifts that around. Now, what do we need to see? If you want to get in the fields early, and we got these farmers listening right now, like, hey, I want to get in the fields early. How do we get back to a warm spring? Really, what we have to watch carefully is the Central Pacific and Greenland. So here's what I'll be talking about, you know, with you every Friday. If I start to see a ridge building north of Hawaii, if I start to see cooler weather consistently staying in California, and if I start to see a low developing off the central and southern part of Greenland, that flow pattern tends to give us warmer than average conditions here right now. So what we have right now, the opposite of that, except California. California is getting hammered, but we have the opposite of that in both the Pacific and the Atlantic. We need the whole pattern to shift to the west about 800 miles. And if it does that, then that pattern shift will signify warmer conditions around here through the month of April. But we're waiting to see and trying to watch for these telltale signs of that occurring. And I'll be honest with you, right now, the longer range projections for the cooler pattern, cooler than average, of course, we know we're warming up naturally just because of the seasons, but the cooler than average pattern seems to hang on at least through the end of March for us. So I'm not seeing anything that that suggests that we're going to be warming up anytime soon. But, you know, as we watch that very important planting time period, I would much rather be getting the cooler weather now and the rain now than I would be having it in April and May.
I know that's only three things, items to watch that put the pattern shift in place, but boy, I'm glad you're doing it and that I don't have to. And we'll talk with you
exactly.
Again. We'll talk with you again next week and see how those things have been changing. That's Eric Snodgrass. Of course, he is with Agrible. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.